Your favorite theme, you say before, it's people in your film. It's correct. Not politics.
No, I'm interested, first of all, people inside the community and their emotional problems which they must confront with. That's my favorite subject for films. I'm not so used to make political films. That's not my cup of tea.
So you said before that that politics influence the Serbian films, but there are some problems with the cliché around the festival, especially for young directors. So I understand, correct?
When you make political films, it's always good for festivals, because festivals, any kind of festivals, like very much political things and some kind of controversial stories. So it's not maybe cliché that our films coming from Serbia concerning war, but it's still a very young subject, because war is, I can say, still going on in Serbia, you know, some other kind of war, but it's still going on. We are not yet a kind of free society, and I think that the best films of war subject from Serbia are still to come, because you know, you have to have this kind of distance, emotional distance from the things that happened in the past, and you have to try to get it as much as objectively as you can, you know. So I think in 10 years from now, young film directors from Serbia will do the best things about war and criticism of war and everything that is concerning about war.
Okay, so there is another influence by the American film and American directors, not only for you. So I mean for you, for your film.
Yes, but no, I think I'm not so young anymore, but I'm raised up with American films from the 70s, especially from the 70s, when the American film became liberated from some kind of old cliches from the old Hollywood studios. But my favorite director is by far Alfred Hitchcock. My favorite film is Psycho, you know. So after them, I like a lot Italian directors living in America. First of all, Martin Scorsese, that's my second favorite director. And I'm just raised with these films, and I like this kind, because this kind of American filmmaking is really for me really filmmaking, not this new stuff that they are coming from Hollywood with the big explosions and with the big concept films. That's something, you know, just outside, you know. I'm really interested in human stories that that speak about human suffering, but in some kind of very light way that it's that can be consumed by a lot of people, you know, watching in the cinema.
So you say before that there are 10 different versions of your first film, Strawberries in the Supermarket. I want to know your relation with the screenplay, because I know you write personally the screenplay.
Yes, I started to write this screenplay in 1994-95, and I finished it, let's say, 10th version of this script. I finished at 2002, and 2002 I started to film this story. So in this time, you know, so you have to find a new way of improving your script, because time is changing and the film and stories are always based in time, you know. So you cannot today write one story and just film it like this, you know, 20 years from now. So I think it's crazy, you know. I think it's not worth it. So in between that, even this terrorist attacks in WTC in New York happened, you know. So that is something, you know, that I had to implement in my script, you know, this kind of terrorist thinking, because on a first level, my hero is some kind of terrorist who is just entering supermarket, you know. So I just wanted to implement this kind of C4 explosives and things like that, because all the things different things happened in this, let's say, 7 or 8 years in between my first draft and my last draft for this film.
How do you choose the subject for Guča, your last film?
For Guča, I wanted to make a film about this Guča festival, trumpet festival happening in Serbia, and I knew that I wanted to make some kind of, I like this genre, pastorala. I wanted to make pastorala love in between two young people, you know. So just Shakespeare and Romeo and Juliet came to my mind, and I thought it's a really excellent opportunity to put this kind of pastoral story in this Guča surrounding. I think that was a good idea.
How do you choose the actors? I know that the male is a real musician.
Yes, it was a really difficult casting for this film because 80% of the actors from this film are non-actors. They are people from street. Just I have, let's say, 3 or 4 professional actors coming from theater or from cinema in Serbia, and they are not well known in Serbia. I'm talking about these professional actors. So I wanted to have this kind of not recognizable actors in the film, because I wanted to make it as much as real as I can. This kind of, you know, when you have a big actor name playing trumpet player, that illusion comes down, you know, because everybody will say, okay, this is not a real trumpet player, this is our very famous actor. So because of that, I used just 3 or 4 actors, real actors in this film, and all the others are just people from the street for the first time in front of camera. And we did this huge casting for 3 months, and we had a test shooting with more than 300 people for the main actors. I mean, from Romeo, Giuliana, father of Romeo, stepbrother of Romeo, and so on. So it was really difficult for me, but I'm very satisfied at the end, you know, with their performance.
Okay, I know that in this film there is a system of production that involves many countries, also Bulgaria.
Yes, it was impossible just for Serbia to finance this kind of film, because this is for Serbian standards high budget film. It costs 1.6 million euros, and it's impossible to find such amount of money just in Serbia. So I have to rely on Germany as my main co-producer country, co-production country, then Austria, and Bulgaria came at the end, you know, but was a very, very good co-production partner. So in fact, this is a 4-country co-production: Serbia, Germany, Austria, and Bulgaria.
Okay. So is it possible to speak something about your next project? I don't know, or your film about Tesla? I heard before that you want to make one.
I just mentioned a film about Tesla, but film about Tesla is it's not possible without big amount of money, you know. So I'm just developing 3 or 4 projects right now, completely different subjects, and I have to have a couple of projects, because you never know which one investors will be most interested in. So I'm just developing 3-4 stories, and we will see, you know, what will happen. I hope to start shooting next year something else.
Sure. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.